Can I just ask your name, rank and number for the tape?
Sam Terry from the TSSA Union. I'm the National Political Officer.
Mr. Terry, can I start by asking you, what are the real reasons, as your colleague is shouting, for this strike today?
It comes down to one word, really: safety. You know, Boris went too far. He cut nearly 900 members of staff. We're in a situation where, on TfL's own admission, and also, to be honest, Sadiq as well and his team know full well that there are not enough staff to meet the basic regulatory requirements brought in after the King's Cross fire. And so, just to demonstrate that fact, both the RMT and TSA members across the last few weeks had said to all of our members, don't work any overtime. And by them not working overtime, it meant that 80 stations were closed. So that gives you an indication of just the gap between the actual required level of staffing and where it's actually at. It's massive, and it's a real problem.
You mentioned Sadiq Khan there, the new mayor of London. He's, you know, he's had donations from the TSSA. He's got close links with the TSSA. Why are we in this situation? I thought this would be, our listeners would think that this would be, you know, fairly easy for you, for the union and the RMT, for that matter, to sort out with the new mayor.
Yeah, I mean, we've been engaging positively with Transport for London, and, you know, Sadiq, I'm sure, has been pushing for a resolution to this. Just because we support Sadiq and have supported his candidacy for Mayor of London, I mean, I think what I would say is the fact that actually Sadiq and his team are prepared to engage positively with trade unions has actually meant that we're not facing weeks of strikes and days of strikes. We've got a one-off strike, potentially deal that could go forward over the next couple of weeks on the table, rather than the sort of ridiculous sort of megaphone diplomacy we used to have from Boris Johnson.
But by that, by what you've just said there, surely, if Sadiq is somebody you can work with, we don't need this. We don't need this strike. Sit down with him, thrash out the deal, get it done, and everybody can get about their business.
Just because we've supported Sadiq doesn't mean that, you know, he's suddenly going to get an easy ride. This was about a simple discussion around numbers, because there is a finite number of staff that need to be reaching those levels for a safe service right across the tube network. We would say that Sadiq and his team, and more importantly, actually, the management at TfL, you know, Sadiq's just getting his feet under the table. They need to come forward and actually put that number on the table. And what had been offered so far was not enough to actually meet the safety requirements we felt was necessary.
Just to give our listeners an indication of the numbers, what number have you been offered and what number would you like to see?
We would like to see, at least, I would think, sort of 300 to 400 staff put back on the tube. Because in the next year, TfL's own...
And that's frontline staff on the network, on the concourses like the one behind us here at London Bridge.
I think something in the region of those numbers will be discussed. So Transport for London have said that they're, over the next year, putting 600 people in place. But that doesn't include those of their own admission that are going to be disappearing through natural wastage. And also, because it's actually quite a tough frontline job, people don't realise it's quite a high churn rate. So people will take the job, find they can't take the pressure of having lots of customers give them grief day in, day out, and leave again quite quickly. And on their estimations, about 300 people will actually leave again as well. And plus, there's a backfill gap of about 100. So really, it's got to be significant numbers. At the moment, it's only just been in the couple of hundreds, and that's just not enough.
So on that basis, you're looking at Transport for London coming in and saying they look to put in 1,000 extra staff. When you take into account the churn rate, the backfill, then you're going to end up with somewhere where you want to be.
I don't think it's as many as 1,000, actually, because I mean that would be putting back more than what was removed. I think that it's also something a little bit more complex, without going into too much detail for your readers. It's also, we've got staff on the tube at the moment that are qualified to act at a higher level, okay? They're getting paid at that higher level, but at the moment, because of the, you know, ridiculous approach to TfL management have taken, they're not being given that level of responsibility. What they should do is to say to those people, take that responsibility. It means they have safety responsibility for evacuating if there's an incident, etc., etc. If they say to them, right, you actually do the job we're paying for you at that grade and do that properly, we then backfill behind that. That in itself would go a massive way to relieving pressure on frontline staff.
Would you say finally to the commuters who are having to get onto pack buses, who are having to walk to get to work, who are perhaps missing job interviews or being late for work, what's your message to them?
understand it's difficult. I'm going to be walking 3 miles to Euston Station shortly, and I've got my boots on. I understand that it inconveniences people, you know, there's no doubt about that. But our members are losing a day's pay, and at the same time, always reluctantly going on strike. I mean, here, you know, we're in a situation where if we weren't taking this action and making the management of London Underground and the people at TfL take this issue seriously, what are we going to turn around and look to commuters in the eye and say, I'm really sorry, but someone in your family's died because we haven't had enough staff on the station in an emergency situation? That is unacceptable. For one day of inconvenience, to get the right staffing levels, which we know that Sadiq wants more staff, we know that we want more staff, the RMT want more staff, and it's consensus. It's just
apart from TfL?
Yeah, so the management at TfL and London Underground really have got to up that offer. And, you know, I'm confident that potentially that will happen. And actually, I think a lot of sensible Londoners, you know, outside of the way from the heat and the light of the actual strike day, will realise that when they turn up at their local station, they don't have a ticket office, they can't actually, you know, get some issue on their Oyster card sorted out, that there's no one there to help them. You know, the amount of complaints we have, and this is the London Travel Watch recent survey, you know, where that was actually a passenger survey, quite clearly said that there are nowhere near enough staff to deliver the kind of service that's needed on the tube system.
Sam Terry, thank you very much. Cheers.
Thanks, mate.